Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Nightwing Trendgeist. I don't know. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. This is our first time talking to you after a fucking harrowing weekend.
Where we saw white supremacy reexert its dominance through media coverage and the police response to protesters. Man, it's heavy. It's wild
everywhere,
because,
and it was violent, and it was aggressive and in your face, and just, man, it was not. America did not respond well to that stress test.
No, and especially the police absolutely botched everything. They couldn't have made it worse. Man.
It was full stormtrooper.
Which brings us to even the first thing that's trending. David McAtee, which is a man who was killed by the National Guard in Louisville. He was shot. And he was killed. Yep. For what?
You hear, I've watched the video from like a bystander. You can't like see any of the people shooting or being shot, but just the sound of the shots, it sounds like a shot goes off. There's like 5 seconds, and then there's like 7-8 shots just written rapid succession. It's just like,
yeah,
that's not like a quick reaction. That's like, okay, we don't know who it is. Let's, as one of the stormtrooper ass cops walking down the middle of the street said about somebody sitting on their porch, light her up.
There it is. I mean, you know, it's funny because even Ahmadinejad hit the U.S. with a fucking meme on, although that man has no leg to stand on. But like, it was just basically taking a thing from Pompeo talking about the unrest in Iran and switching all the details to be about America.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is the difference aside from the nouns and adjectives? Because it's the same thing that's happening, like, which is even why that one Djibouti tweet was so funny last week when he was like, okay, so which one of these countries is going to come to the U.S. and establish democracy? Because this is usually what the U.S. does to then be like, yep, I think we can stick our nose in there. I think so. And we'll use the moral high ground that we will not apply to our own country, which is just like a really, really dark irony of all of it, too. So I hope there is justice for that man. And I don't even know what to say. Like, even throughout all that, you still have more black bodies in the street. And that was always going to happen.
The National Guard.
Because of the way we were policing our country, the way this president is handling these things, it's unfortunate.
We get into detail about, you know, a little background on the curfews, on the mentality of police officers on tomorrow's episode. But yeah, hopefully there. I mean, I will not accept any version of this that is not. That there's like no evidence, the camera wasn't on, like shit like that. Like that's
not when they just shot an innocent man. That's all it is. That's there's nothing, there's no way to put it. There was a crowd there. He's not armed. He didn't hurt anyone. And these tragedies are only just gonna keep compounding with this president in there and the police absolutely doing unwilling to do anything to begin to actually give people a sense that there that justice could be had.
Yeah. Virgil Abloh is trending, off-white designer.
Who's
he work? He works for like one of the big
Louis Vuitton. He's like the head of Louis Vuitton. He's getting in a ton of shit because he has joined the group of celebrities who probably should have just shut the fuck up and not said anything at all. This has happened to a lot of people. Shameik Moore from Into the Spider-Verse went on a misguided rant and turned into an Instagram Live that didn't go so well. Virgil, he got his start working with Kanye West, and that really kind of helped give a name for himself, and he became so big. He was actually the more talented of the two when it came to fashion, that his own ship had set sail, and he's, you know, achieving a lot of really fantastic things, including being, I believe, the first black head of Louis Vuitton. But the things he was saying over the weekend, he came after his take on some of the looting that had been happening, like with some of the streetwear clothes in Los Angeles, was just completely like on some respectability politics slash like shame on them. Like, what about the rich people completely took the wrong side on that one. And then like, the people were getting really upset that he only donated $50 to a bail fund and then like was like swinging his receipt in the air, like, look what I did. And people were like, excuse you? Aren't you? I believe you have a little bit more money than that, Mr. Abloh. Mm. So, yeah, I think it's more a lot of people are just noticing now, especially like what celebrities are doing, because people still have these relationships with them and still look to them for cues as to what is good or bad. I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion on their own, but a lot of people are still like, well, what's this person said? What's that person said? A lot of them have said nothing, and that's really disheartening.
They have to burn down every store that has a off-white, you know, shred of clothing in it or looted or whatever, just to get attention paid and save somebody's life. Like, how are you?
And let's be real. Those consignment stores that people were stealing from, Virgil Abloh's clothes are in there. So when he says things like, this is fucked up. You see the passion, blood, sweat, and tears. Sean, he's referring to Sean Witherspoon, who owns this store, Round 2. He says, they put in for our culture. This disgusts me. To the kids that ransacked his store in RSVP downtown LA and all our stores in our scene, just know that product staring at you in your home is tainted. And a reminder of a person I hope you aren't. What the fuck is that? Fuck down.
White House is trending. You know, there's been some really wild ass protests out in front of the White House.
Yeah.
You know, some bonfires, some shit that has definitely gotten the attention of the Secret Service. The president has gone and hidden down in his in a little bunker.
Not for that long, though. Not for that long, though. Just a little bit. Just a little
bit. Just working out his Twitter fingers down there.
Yeah.
They turned the lights off that point at the White House because they were worried about I don't know. They're hoping people forget.
They were
it's
worried
there.
About drawing attention to white supremacy and having to actually have a reckoning with it as the administration in power right now.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this tomorrow.
It seems like that might be it.
Everything, every time we're not talking about white supremacy and over-policing of our communities, we have missed the point. We have failed to actually discuss what is being expressed right now in this country. So, you know, with all the shit people want to go, whoa, that Panera Bread. Oh, they're running out with baguettes. Oh, boy, he fell with it. That's not what this is about. And so offering these other things to talk about are merely distractions from the real issues that ended up making our country look the way it did because we're not addressing the real problem.
Yeah. And I mean, the one thing I do think we need to keep an eye on with regards to the White House is Trump using anything in the coming year, but especially this to consolidate power. I'm sure he's going to try and find
a way to do that.
And
you know, like on one hand, I can't think of a way that may have actually got a lot more young people interested in how to change something. Because there were a lot of young people out there who knew they didn't like what was going on, but might not have the tools to do it. So on one hand, it may have inspired people to go to the polls. And on the other hand, that means that voter suppression tactics are just going to have to get that much more intense to fight that off. So please be aware of all of this.
Yeah, but I think the thing we just need to be aware of is that how Trump uses the news story and how he communicates to his base is going to be.
Because you're going to have a lot of Fox News watchers saying that like poor black people and Antifa are like going to burn your neighborhood down. Like, I don't know if you saw what happened in these other cities, but that's coming to your doorstep soon. And so if you don't want that, please sit idly by when we start exercising, you know, untold martial law over people. Because you saw what happened, right? Didn't you see all those pictures of all the fires and stuff? Isn't that scary?
Right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You have no rights. Okay. And then I'm going to end up having to be out here like Sly Stallone.
They're trying to expand their powers in a situation where look at the military vehicles they have, the military hardware they have, the way they use it to bully people, the way they're using these curfews. And then, you know, apparently those don't, as you pointed out, I think Super Producer Anna Hosnier was talking about watching the local news last night, and there's a reporter there in Santa Monica after the curfew, and just some, you know, random white people walk by, and the reporter just immediately gives them the benefit of the doubt. She's like, well, clearly these people don't know what's going on, but you know, the cops are going to do the same thing. Like, this is just a way for them to...
The gentleman walking with her half looked like maybe they knew what was going on.
Right.
Anyway, back to you, Susan.
Man.
Yeah, that news coverage is pretty sick. It takes all the momentum out of all of the people who are actually trying to draw attention to this. That's what the story is.
All right, guys, that's what's trending this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole new podcast. We'll talk to you then. Be safe. Wash your hands. Talk to you then. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.